Welcome back to D&D College. In this lesson, we're building a tape haze subsign workflow flip in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vocals. The idea is simple, but the result can be huge. Instead of letting a vocal just sit on top of the track like a clean lead, we're going to turn it into a sublead, hazy, degraded layer that feels sampled, physical, and fully part of the record. That means the vocal becomes more than a lyric or a hook. It becomes texture, tension, and low-end identity. This works especially well in intros, breakdowns, pre-drops, and switch-ups. It's perfect for jungle-inflected DNB, old-school rollers, darker break-driven cuts, and any vocal chop that needs grit instead of polish. The goal is not pristine clarity. The goal is to make it feel like the vocal has lived inside the track for years. Start with a short phrase. 1 to 2 bars is ideal, and sometimes even a single word is enough. Look for something with a strong consonant and a clear vowel shape, because that gives you rhythm and sustain. Consonants help the phrase cut through the break. The vowel gives you something to build the sub around. Drag the vocal into Ableton, trim it tightly, and make sure the first meaningful transient lands on the grid or just ahead of it. If the source is loose, use warping carefully so it sits with the beat. You do not need to make it perfect. In jungle and old school DNB, a tiny push forward can actually make the vocal feel more urgent and sampled. That little bit of impatience can be gold. Now here's the core move. Duplicate the vocal into two rolls. One track is your sub anchor. The other is your haze layer. This is the workflow flip. You are no longer asking one chain to do everything. You are building a low-end identity and a character layer separately. For sub anchor, keep it focused and stable. You can drop simpler onto the track and isolate a vowel-heavy slice, or reinforce the phrase with operator if the source doesn't have enough clean low-frequency content. If the vocal itself can generate a usable fundamental, great. If not, use the vocal as the timing and musical shape, and let a sine wave provide the weight underneath. A clean starting chain here is simpler or operator into EQ8 into saturator. If needed, trim away anything above the fundamental and cut out mud around the low mids. Add just a little saturation, maybe 1 to 4 dB, so the sub reads on smaller systems without becoming fuzzy. Keep it mono, always. In D&B, the low end needs to feel like a single solid point in the center of the mix. What to listen for here is very specific. The sub should feel like it sits under the phrase, not inside the articulation. Each note should start and stop cleanly with the vocal timing. If the low end blooms too long, it will blur the kick and soften the whole groove. That's the first trap to avoid. On the haze layer, start shaping the vocal through auto filter, saturator, echo or reverb, and EQ8. This is where you build the worn, tape-like character. Low pass the vocal so the top end softens and the phrase starts to feel older. A cutoff somewhere in the 2 to 8 kHz area is a good place to start, depending on the source. If the vocal is already bright, go lower. If it's dark, you may only need a gentle trim. Then add saturation to thicken the mids and give the vocal a slightly compressed, time-worn quality. You are not trying to make it louder. You are trying to make it feel baked in. After that, choose between echo and reverb. Echo is usually the stronger old-school move because it gives you a ghosted rhythmic residue around the phrase. Reverb gives you a washier halo. For jungle and dusty DNB, echo often wins because it feels more like part of the sample culture. Keep the delay short or tempo locked, and keep the feedback controlled. You want atmosphere, not a tail that fights the drums. If you use reverb, keep the decay modest and the tone dark enough that it doesn't smear the break. Then EQ the haze again. Roll off low end so it doesn't interfere with the sub anchor. Tame harshness if the phrase bites too hard around the upper mids. If there's fizzy top end residue, trim that too. The haze should blur the vocal without destroying its identity. Why this works in D&B is because the vocal is now behaving like a rhythmic instrument instead of a separate feature. The sub gives it mass. The haze gives it age, and the drums still have room to move. That separation is what keeps the groove strong at fast tempos. Now lock the rhythm to the break, not just to the grid. This matters a lot. A vocal chop that only feels aligned to downbeats can sound flat in D&B. You want it to interact with the snare, answer the kick, or land inside the gaps of the break. In jungle, that little conversation between the phrase and the drums is what makes it feel alive. Try placing the vowel so it resolves into the snare, or letting the phrase answer the break between snare hits. If you're working with an amen pattern, think in terms of call and response. If it's a roller, let the phrase sit more hypnotically on the offbeats. Either way, avoid over-quantizing every detail. The charm here comes from the sample feel, not from clinical perfection. What to listen for is whether the phrase still makes sense when looped with just drums and bass. If it works for 8 bars with the full low end, then mute the bass for a moment and hear whether the vocal still feels rhythmically alive against the break. If it does, you've got a strong phrase. If it falls apart, the timing or shape needs work. At this point, start using automation like a subtle tape and stability tool. You do not want chaos, you want breath. Automate the filter cutoff, delay feedback, or wet level just enough to make the phrase evolve. A good trick is to let the first hit speak a little clearer, then darken the tail on the repeat. That gives you a sense of aging without making the effect obvious. Keep the movement narrow. For example, instead of sweeping the filter wildly, move it within a small range so the vocal shifts over 4 or 8 bars without losing its identity. If the track is darker, close the filter a little as you approach the drop. If it's more nostalgic, open it slightly and let a bit more air through. Small moves go a long way here. Now bring the full drums and bass back in and check everything in context. This is the real test. A vocal can sound huge, solid, and still ruin the pocket once the track is playing. If the sub anchor is too long, it may step on the kick. If the haze is too wide or too bright, it may mask the hats, rides, or snare crack. If the phrase is too long, it can start acting like a pad instead of a sample. If the kick loses weight, shorten the sub. If the snare feels smaller, reduce density in the vocal's midrange. If the bass line and vocal are fighting in the same register, choose one to lead and let the other support. In this style, the vocal usually works best as a shadow over a dominant low-end engine. Now this is a good moment to commit. Once the phrase is working, print it to auto. That gives you something you can chop, reverse, duplicate, or resample into fills and transitions. In Ableton, that printed version becomes a powerful arrangement tool. You can cut the tail into one-shots, reverse the last syllable into a pre-drop pull, or pitch one copy down for a darker second drop variation. A really useful habit is to name the printed file by function, not just by sound. Things like intro tease, drop tag, or second drop darker will keep your session moving fast and stop you from reopening the same chain every time you want a variation. Now let's think arrangement. You can use the tape haze vocal as an intro and breakdown tool, where it teases the harmonic identity before the drums fully arrive, or you can push it into the drop as a hook, especially if you chop it tighter and keep it rhythmically locked to the break. For a classic DNB shape, a strong approach is a filtered tease, then a build, then a restrained first drop, then a switch up, and finally a second drop with a more chopped or darker version. That second drop should not just be louder. It should be more specific, shorter, darker, more chopped, or pitched down. That is what gives the listener a real sense of escalation. A nice bonus move is to keep a dry safety copy of the vocal in the session at a lower level while you build the processed version. That way, if the haze chain starts sounding impressive but loses the actual phrase, you have a reality check. If the dry copy suddenly feels better in context, the processing is probably too far. That is a really useful discipline in DNB. Slightly undercooked in solo is often exactly right in the mix. Also, keep an eye on mono compatibility. The sub must stay centered. The haze can have some stereo movement, but if the whole thing disappears in mono, you've built something fragile. Use utility if you need to tighten width on the haze layer. DNB rewards compact, controlled decisions. The track should still hit hard on a big system. A few extra pro tips here. If you want a more aged result, resample the printed vocal and process it again rather than trying to do everything in one pass. The second generation version often feels more believable because the edges are less pristine. If you need more contrast, keep the attack cleaner than the sustain. That way the listener still catches the phrase, while the tail feels worn and smoky. And if you want a really effective transition tool, isolate the last syllable or vowel from the phrase and save it on its own. That little fragment can become a reverse pull, a pre-drop pickup, or a stop-start tag over a drum fill. Sometimes one tiny print does more arrangement work than a whole loop. So here's the recap. Choose a short vocal phrase with a strong rhythmic shape. Split it into a sub-anchor and a haze layer. Keep the sub-mono short and controlled. Use filtering, saturation, and short delay or reverb to create that tape-like blur. Place the phrase against the break, not just on the grid. Check it in full context with drums and bass. Then print the strongest version and use it as a real identity element in the arrangement. And for your practice, take one vocal phrase and build a 4-bar tape haze loop with 2 layers only, 1 sub anchor, 1 haze layer. Use stock Ableton devices. Keep the low end mono and allow yourself just one automation move. Then test it with drums and bass. If the kick still lands, the snare still cuts, and the vocal feels like a sample jungle memory instead of a polished pop vocal, you've nailed it. Give it a go. Keep it simple, keep it grimy, and let the groove do the talking.